We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is WWJ All Local.
Amid the record snow and plummeting temperatures, a water main break has opened up in Detroit. We get more now from WWJ's Mike Campbell.
It is Granville, north of 7 Mile, between Evergreen and the Southfield, and it is flooded from a water main break. Norbert Jackson says it's been there 3 days. He thought the city would be by to fix it by now.
Yes, sir. I thought it would be today, but they did have a salt truck come down here and salt the block. I guess to prevent it from freezing, I guess. That's what they did yesterday. A salt truck came down here twice.
Apparently that worked. The water's still moving, though it is starting to slush up along the curb, so it looks like it's getting ready to freeze. Jackson says he hopes they get to it before the big freeze comes in town. In Detroit, Mike Campbell, WWJ, News Radio 950.
Road crews out in Detroit neighborhoods taking care of the mess left behind from yesterday's storms. The city says contractors will clear 16-foot paths along residential streets. Jermaine O'Kelly lives on Hayden Street, south of 8 Mile, just west of Evergreen.
When they do plow, they seem to run snow all in front of your thoroughfare to get out your home. So you still have to come out and get that out. But if they do plow, I think it will help the situation a lot, though.
To help with the job, residents, the city is asking to for residents to remove their vehicles from the street. Keeping small problems from becoming full-blown crises for businesses and organizations, that's a focus of a discussion presented today by the Detroit Regional Chamber. WWJ's Ron Dewey has more from Dearborn.
Ken Sharkey, president and CEO of the HR firm Alliance, says the common thread to these crises is the emotional impact, the person facing their own trauma, who lets it build up until it's taken out on the workplace.
Even in, you know, back, this goes back probably 30 years ago during the Royal Oak Post Office shooting, the management was unaware. They were shocked. The employees knew something was going to happen. They just didn't know what to do. And so when we don't know what to do, we usually don't do anything at all because of our sense of denial.
Sharkey says open, constant communication is key with resources that will help struggling employees. In Dearborn, Ron Dewey, WWJ, News Radio 950.
Some Michigan companies are wrapping up a trade mission to China with the state's Department of Agriculture and Rural Development. Chief Deputy Director Ken McFarland says that there are opportunities with China's booming population, disposable income, and desire for food choices.
In 2018, we exported $124 million worth of product to China.
McFarland says China is Michigan's fifth largest export market for food and agricultural products. As state lawmakers return to Lansing for a two-day session, the budget impasse still looms large. Lansing Bureau Chief Tim Skubick has the latest.
If the Senate Republican leader changes his mind, or if Governor Whitmer changes her, there will be an agreement on a supplemental budget bill to restore many of the cuts that the governor made in October. But the chances of that not looking very good. What the Republican leader wants from the governor is something in writing that she won't mess up the budget again by herself without Republican input. Here's what the governor says. She's willing to do everything but.
Anyone who is lobbying on behalf of the Autism Alliance or charter school increase or any of the other pieces that didn't survive initial round, they should be lobbying the legislature to pass a supplemental, not play games, just get it to my desk so we can get it done.
The chances are the stalemate will continue through the holidays. Nothing to be thankful for, if you will. Reporting from Lansing, Tim Skubick, WWJ News Radio 950.
A special election will be held in Flint next year to fill a vacant seat in the state house. Governor Whitmer announcing today that that vacancy in the 34th district, where Sheldon Neely served, will have a primary on January 7th and a general election on March 10th, which is when voters will go to the polls for the presidential primary. Candidates have until next Tuesday to get on the ballot. Neely was recently elected the new mayor of Flint. 80% of older adults want to remain in their homes and communities as they age. And now a local health insurance company is the first in the state to make that happen with a new program for some of their members. WWJ Health Reporter Dr. Deanna Lights is here to explain. Hi, Deanna.
Hi, Jackie. Well, Priority Health has partnered with PAPA, a company that connects college students with older adults. The students, who are called PAPA Pals, offer assistance to seniors in a variety of ways. Jennifer Kevies with Priority Health.
They will be supporting our Priority Health Medicare members who have specific chronic conditions with a variety of needs, including transportation, house chores, technology lessons. Sometimes they just want to hang out.
Before becoming a PAPA Pal, the students undergo background and motor vehicle checks as well as personality testing. The company says the ideal PAPA Pal is someone interested in working with seniors as a career and is outgoing, empathetic, and patient. Dr. Deanna Lights, WWJ News Radio 950.
For the latest news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s, tune into AM 950. Favorite WWJ on radio.com or ask Alexa to play WWJ News Radio 950.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.